from Big Finish Productions, Doctor Who, the Big Finish audio novels, Scourge of the Cybermen by Simon Guerrier.
As she got closer to the dull red glow, she could feel the heat of it, even through her suit. Closer, and the thing became more distinct. A red square affixed to the tunnel wall at waist height. The square panel looked familiar. She looked back the way she had come, barely discernible in the gloom. Square panels marked the route at regular intervals, but they did not glow red. Each panel had a circular hole in its center, and one panel had a thick cable attached. "Plug sockets," said Sarah to herself, "except this one." The hole in the glowing red panel was not circular, but ragged. The paneling cracked. Something had broken it, using considerable force. The damage had caused some kind of short circuit. Now the whole panel was hot. Instinctively, Sarah backed away. Fell over something bulky. For a moment, she lay stunned on her back on the hard metal grill. Idiot. More embarrassed than bruised, she sat up. Whatever she'd fallen over moved. Startled, Sarah scampered quickly back, pressing herself against the curved tunnel wall. The thing in the dark huffed and floundered. In the warm, red glow from the panel, she couldn't quite see. She would have to get nearer. It was a man. He wore a bulky suit like hers, but without the helmet. His exposed face, red and blotchy in the light from the panel, drenched in sweat. "It's all right," Sarah told him, trying to help. "It's Mr. Craby, isn't it? I'm Sarah. It's going to be all right." He stared in agony at her, mouth twitching, as he struggled to respond. "There's," he said, trying to point further down the tunnel into the dark. But the effort was too much. It exhausted the last of his energy. His hand dropped. His mouth gave one last twitch. And as Sarah watched, he died.